This is the Citizens Council Forum, presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello again, everyone. This is Dick Morphew welcoming you to another edition of the Citizens Council Forum. For those of you in the television audience, this marks a return to our Sunday afternoon time on the Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy that many of you have asked if we could return to Sunday afternoons because, to be perfectly honest, it is a much more convenient time for everyone connected with the program, and we trust that it will be more convenient for you to make it a weekly viewing habit. We said about that on the television audience because also, at the present time, the Citizens Council Forum is also being heard on radio by means of tape recording. And this week, welcome to two new stations carrying the Citizens Council Forum on radio, stations WAPF in Macomb and WBLO in Evergreen, Alabama. Also, a little reminder to you Citizens Council members elsewhere beyond the range of those two radio stations, if you would like to have the Citizens Council Forum carried on your local radio station, write to the Citizens Councils in Jackson. Mr. Bill Simmons will be very happy to make arrangements to get your local station set up once that the station indicates it wants the program. The transcriptions are available for radio, and if you'd like to have them on your station, just get in touch with Citizens Council headquarters in Jackson. We have a couple of little announcements before we get into the meat of today's discussion. First, the Terry Citizens Council is going to meet at the Terry School Building this coming Thursday at 7 o'clock. The Secretary of State of Mississippi, Heber Ladner, will be the principal speaker, and Farmer Jim Neal and some of his TV gang is going to put on a 30-minute musical show before Mr. Ladner speaks. Everyone in the vicinity of Terry, especially the ladies and the children, are invited to attend. And visitors from the city of Hazelhurst, which has not yet organized a council, will be particularly welcome at Terry. That's at the Terry School on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Also, you know those Remember Little Rock rubber stamps that have been in the news so much lately, being used on mail coming out of a number of southern offices, including, of course, the Citizens Council office. These rubber stamps are now available to the public for $2 apiece if you drop a card to the Citizens Councils in Greenwood, Mississippi. You can use those on your letters, and it's attracted a good bit of attention recently, the circular rubber stamps saying, "Remember Little Rock," showing the soldier with the bayonet in the back of the teenagers. Our guest for this afternoon's edition of Citizens Council Forum is no stranger to the program, and we're very happy to welcome him back, Circuit Judge Tom Brady of Brookhaven. Judge, good afternoon and welcome again.
Afternoon, Mr. Morphew.
I understand that since we talked last, you have made another missionary tour. The last time that you were on the program, you'd just been to California to speak to the Commonwealth Club of San Francisco.
That's correct.
And I understand that the reaction to that talk was such that you were invited back to California again.
Well, that was part of the reaction. I was invited back to speak in Sacramento. After my term of court in Cabarrus County, I flew out there and talked to the Constitution Party.
About how many people?
At the Commonwealth banquet, there were probably, 790, I believe, and around 500 at the Sacramento meeting.
And I understand that your Commonwealth Club speech produced a little reaction from the other side, too, did it not?
Yes, it produced reaction from both sides. Citizens Council have published the speech which I made in San Francisco.
Yes, I have a copy of that here, if you'd care to get a shot of it here. And
after the San Francisco speech, why, the Commonwealth Club was called upon to invite Roy Wilkins, the executive secretary of the NAACP, who followed me and challenged the veracity of my statement that the NAACP was largely communist-inspired and communist-dominated. And then Mr. Warren Olney, who was Assistant Attorney General of the United States, also spoke before the Commonwealth Club and likewise took issue somewhat with some statements which I had made.
What did Mr. Olney have to say?
Well, Olney was forced to admit that the Citizens Council and the South had made great, tremendous headway. I never heard Mr. Olney, but in reply to the talk which I made, he had this to say, which was published by the Commonwealth Club and was given as his reply to my talk. Olney says this: "We must face up to the realization that in the past 3 years there has emerged in the Deep South a political strategy designed to kill completely the Supreme Court's decision. The belief has been widespread among Southern segregationists that the court's decision can be defied completely and for all time. This is the strategy of nullification." So he concedes that though we started off, they thought it was going to be a dilatory action, it's now an action of defiance, and Mr. Olney is eminently correct.
And that statement would be coming from one of the top legal officers of the United States, whose motive for the past several years has been to bring about integration.
Yes, Olney participated, I'm sure, in the Black Monday decision, and he was in charge of the integration branch or the civil rights branch of the Attorney General's office, and before he resigned.
What reaction has there been in California? It's a pretty free-thinking state, I know, and probably there are all shades of opinion out there, but what reaction have you heard from the people of California since Little Rock? Your second appearance out there followed the use of federal troops to force integration in Little Rock, and just kind of wondering what the people in California thought about that.
Well, Mr. Morphew, I don't want to place myself in the same position that the congresswoman from Oregon was in when she spent the night here in Jackson, interviewed a Negro elevator girl, and then went and pronounced a sentence upon the state of Mississippi and posed as an authority on Mississippi. But I can say this from the 100 or more people whom I talked to, and they came from all walks of life, including taxi drivers, elevator boys, businessmen, politicians, executives. They were amazed and dumbfounded by Little Rock. That brought the picture directly home to them because they realized that if the sovereign state of Arkansas could be placed in the position of a satellite and it could be occupied by the 101st Airborne, that could happen in any state. And I would say that the people of California are deeply interested now in the South's stand and in the South's position. They wanted to find out how we felt and hear both sides of the issue. And I found them very responsive and friendly. Some said to me, if the South will just stand a little longer in defense of the sovereign rights of the states and constitutional government, it won't be long before we'll be able and the other western states can come to their rescue. I've received letters, hundreds of them, advising me that the membership there have joined the Citizens Council. Efforts are being made now to organize Citizens Councils in Utah and in California. I think the picture is more optimistic now than it's ever been.
I was just getting ready to ask, is there any problem as far as race relations are concerned in the state of California itself?
Well, the Negro population of California is 4.4% of that of the white, and largely in two cities, in Los Angeles and the surrounding area. And in California, do you find the problem? But the chief of police of San Francisco and the chief of detectives who escorted me and assured me that the communists wouldn't disturb me in any way told me that in the morning lineup of 24 persons at the precinct where they were, 19 of them were Negroes. And he said that the situation in California, in his city, in San Francisco, was shaping up very much as it had and was now in Washington.
And there are some other very vocal minority groups in California also, the Mexican-American population.
Yes, they were. But at the Commonwealth address, two tables were pointed out to me, and I was told that the 16 persons seated at those two tables were communists. And, of course, they hissed.
Mm-hmm.
But the reception was beyond my fondest hopes.
I'd like to show you again this pamphlet, the printed copy of your address to the Commonwealth Club at San Francisco last October. And copies of this address are available if you'll drop a card to the Citizens Council offices, either in Jackson or in Greenwood. And I also understand, Judge Brady, that your speech in San Francisco, a digest of that speech, is being printed and that copies will be available. How could those copies be obtained?
Well, the Liberty Free Press of Oakland, California, is publishing in its periodical. There'll be 50,000 copies of that. Then there will be copies of the speech, and by writing them or by writing the Citizens Council here later, you'll be able to get mimeographed copies of the speech.
Well, I'm sure that many people in our audience would be interested in seeing what you had to say that was such a reaction getter in the state of California.
Well, my veracity had been challenged by Roy Wilkins, and I just straightened the record out. That was all.
Then you can see then that there is sympathy for the South stand among the people of the West.
Yes, they're sympathetic, but yet again there's a timidity that we don't have. There's an uncertainty there. They thought at first that the Citizens Council dealt solely with segregation.
Mm-hmm.
But when they found that the Citizens Council embodied all good points of constitutional government, they became very much interested.
In the couple of minutes that we have left, I notice that you brought along a couple of rather old-looking books with you. I'm just curious. I saw the titles of them, and I'm just wondering what they are and how you came to get them.
Well, I attended briefly this morning a meeting of the Mississippi Gun Collectors Association, which is meeting in the Heidelberg Hotel. And there are some men there who are interested in Confederate literature and everything about the South. I am not a historian, and I'm not an authority. But I've been trying to accumulate as much as I could along this line. And I was interested to find out what your father and my father was taught when they were in school. And I have here the life of General Thomas J. Jackson and the life of General Robert E. Lee, which were taught to boys and girls in the 6th and 7th grade. I think today the South could do well if we taught the Reconstruction period and the things for which we suffered and died for.
Judge Brady, thank you very much for being with us today. It's certainly a pleasure, as always, to talk to you, and we'll be looking forward to having you with us again. That about does it for today's edition of the Citizens Council Forum on television. We'll be back again next Sunday afternoon at 2:30 here on Channel 3, and a cordial invitation to you to be with us then. On radio, consult your local stations. If they're not carrying the program and would like to, contact the Citizens Councils in Jackson. Till next week, then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us, and good afternoon, everyone.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. If you believe in states' rights, if you believe in segregation, if you realize that indifference and apathy are our greatest enemies, then join your local council at once. For information, write Citizens Council, Greenwood, Mississippi, or Citizens Council, Plaza Building in Jackson. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that segregation shall be maintained.